Oklahoma lawmakers filed more than a half dozen bills that would reel in the power cities and towns have to regulate oil and gas drilling. As Joe Wirtz from State Impact Oklahoma reports for KGOU, the proposed legislation was inspired by high-profile hydraulic fracturing bans in other states.
When New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced a statewide ban on fracking in 2014, Oklahoma Representative Casey Murdoch took notice. After voters in the city of Denton, Texas, just 40 miles south of the Oklahoma state line, approved a fracking ban in the November 4th election, the Republican representative took action.
There is your anti-oil group. We have activists outside the state that have come in and they're pushing in these college cities.
Murdoch says he's responding to calls from mineral owners eager to protect their oil and gas interests in the lawmakers' three-county district in Oklahoma's panhandle.
The mineral owners own that mineral underneath there. And, you know, you can say it's a property rights, too. You know, they should be able to go after and get the minerals that they own.
Residents concerned about water use and contamination, air pollution, and earthquakes have called for stricter oil and gas rules or outright bans in Norman, Stillwater, and Oklahoma City. For a recent public fury over a proposal to drill near Lake Hefner, a city water supply, pushed the oil company to withdraw its application. Freshman Murdoch's bill is one of at least eight local control bills under consideration by Oklahoma's 2015 legislature. The bills differ in the details, but they all limit, in some way, the power municipalities have to regulate oil and gas drilling or related activities, like fracking. It's too early to tell if, or which one of, the measures will make it through the four-month legislative session, but a version written by Republican House Speaker Jeff Hickman sailed through a committee and is up for a vote by the full House of Representatives.
House Bill 2178, as introduced, would ensure that the Corporation Commission has exclusive jurisdiction over oil and gas operations as it relates to drilling, fracking, et cetera, you know, production.
Hickman says oil and gas royalties are statewide assets that should be overseen by regulators elected by the whole state.
How does he respond to my constituents that don't like the fact that this power is being withdrawn from their local government and placed here, much like we don't like things being removed to the federal level?
And I appreciate
That's Democratic Representative Corey Williams. He was the only lawmaker who questioned the bill during the committee hearing, and he was the only one to vote against it. Williams' district includes the city of Stillwater, which is currently considering tougher rules for oil and gas operations within the city limits. Stillwater City Councilor Gina Noble says municipal government is the proper venue for such debates.
Municipalities are still the best level of government that can address local zoning matters, and that's what this is really about to us, is zoning.
Speaker Hickman's office did not grant State Impact's request for an interview, but in the committee hearing, he insisted his bill preserves local government's zoning authority in establishing setbacks and regulating things like noise, odor, and traffic, provided those rules are reasonable. But the definition of reasonable is, of course, a matter of interpretation. Williams, the Democratic representative from Stillwater, asked the speaker for clarification.
Do you anticipate changing the language in the bill to define what reasonable actually is, or is that something you're going to rely on the court system to do?
And as you know, and being an attorney, everything's always open to interpretation by the court. Obviously, anybody can file a suit over anything they want to.
The final language in House Bill 2178 could be changed during the session or stall out, or another bill addressing similar issues could gain momentum. Noble, the Stillwater City Councilor, says lawmakers should practice what they always preach.
Our state is very fond of limited government, and I just see anything that adds more government, especially to a municipality, doesn't really gel with our wishes for limited government.
Noble worries that state legislation limiting the authority of cities and towns will make it harder for everyday residents to have a voice on local issues, like the oil well next door. For State Impact, I'm Joe Wirtz.
State Impact is a collaboration of NPR member stations in Oklahoma. For more on the state's energy industry, visit KGOU.org and click the link for State Impact.